start to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun is still warm.
All right, people, it is Saturday, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time out here on the left coast, on the west coast, California, Pacific Coast, Huntington Beach, California, Germantown. It is predominantly, when you got streets named after Spiel, Heil, Hess, you know, the only street I haven't seen, and I know there's probably one around here, is Hitler, or Fuhrer. They've got everything but, and of course, you know, Dana Rohrabacher's the, congressman out here, for our district, a quote unquote supposed speech writer for Ronald Reagan, a former president known as Dutch, who represented Deutschland, one of the reasons why he was, you know, knighted by the Queen of England, Windsor family, German royalty. It's just simply amazing to me to have the scales fall from my own eyes and to see things for what they really are. I mean, the one that just really, you know, and most people, if you don't believe me, you can go online and check this out. But the one that really blows me away is things like Gerald Ford. His real name is not Gerald Ford. That's a president we're talking about. His real name is not Gerald Ford. And we're talking about vetting presidents like President Barack Obama and his birth certificate and all this other stuff. When we've had other presidents who have had name changes, and it never came up. Well, you know, one, he wasn't elected, was appointed to go ahead and excuse Richard Nixon for his high crimes and misdemeanors. But Gerald Ford's real name was Leslie King. And King, as in tied to the Udall family and others, is another one of these power broker families that operates behind the scenes where nobody knows, you know. And when you look at that name, you know, our founding fathers would have, you know, just on the name alone, under the Titles of Nobility Act, the individual probably would have lost their citizenship just for having the last name King, let alone Queen or Prince or an artist formerly known as Prince or whatever. Take a look at the Titles of Nobility Act. Go to Wikipedia. Let me throw out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. This is In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and I'm a graduate of Kings Point United States Merchant Marine Academy on Long Island in Kings Point, New York. It's a federal military service academy that was founded through the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, passed under the Roosevelt administration as a precursor to war, and in the lead up to war, it brought the U.S. Merchant Marine and the Merchant Marine Academy under the auspices of the Navy in times of war
and in times of peace under the Maritime Administration. The Maritime Administration still exists. The Coast Guard, through its corporate ties, like Admiral Allen, think of Allen Wrench and Allen Bolt and Woody Allen and the comedian Steve Allen and all sorts of others. It's a big corporatist family that is, through Commandant Admiral Allen, married to Pamela Hess III, a good German, former or ancestral relations to Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler, and also much like Sarah Heath Candy Bar Fortunes Palin, her name is Sarah Heath Palin, and she is tied to the Heath Candy Bar Fortunes that were started by a grant of authority and wealth by a military federal contract in the middle of World War II, much like them and John McCain and his wife, Cindy Helmsley. And if you look into who the Helmsley family is, you'll also find a power broker family that is not interested in representing, quote unquote, we the people. They're interested in representing themselves, their own family, the royal families that they are tied to, European, who have been here in the United States since it was colonized, who have never left and have gone to great lengths to seize control of all of our industries. One of the most disturbing is the one involving the Coast Guard and Admiral Allen, and the current Coast Guard's claim that they are a branch of military in times of peace in Homeland Security and a police force in times of peace in Homeland Security with the right to carry on their own military tribunals of American civilians in times of peace and or war. And in times of war, they maintain their police powers when they, if they, go under the Department of Defense and military law under the DOD directly. They believe that they are and continue to be under military law in both times of war and peace, and that they can impose themselves upon civilians, even though their own codes of conduct forbid this, because all branches of the military are forbidden from getting involved in any kind of quote-unquote police work or investigations. And the Coast Guard has overstepped these bounds and comes now under the direct authority of the president. If you go to their Coast Guard Wikipedia page, you can also go to Jeff Ferris's community message board on his program's website. Jeff Ferris, I appear on his program for about a half hour every Friday. If you go to his site and go under community, go to community is the actual message board area. Click on community, go to from the show. You'll see a bunch of postings in there. But one, Coast Guard Wikipedia, read about military police. If you go in there and scroll down about a page or so, I'm trying to find the, here it is. The Coast Guard is a military maritime multi-mission service within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security dedicated to protecting the safety and security of America. Now listen to this very closely. In addition, the Coast Guard has separate legal authority than the other four armed services, meaning Navy, Marine Corps, Army and Air Corps, or Army, Air Corps, or what is now known as the Air Force. And you have to understand, you know, where the Air Force came from. It was a branch of the Army. It's branched off of it. The Marines have branched off of the Navy. The Coast Guard was, didn't branch off of any of them. The Coast Guard operates under Title 10. That's military law. That's the Pentagon. That's DOD. You can't operate under Title 10 unless you're in the DOD and under the Pentagon and under the Department of Navy. But it operates under Title 10 of the United States Code and its other organic authorities, ones that it's grown on its own with a lot of fertilizer and a lot of crap. And that's what I mean by organic, or that's what they mean. Titles 6, 14, 19, 33, 46, etc. This is their own Wikipedia page. Simultaneously, of course. Because of its legal authority, the Coast Guard can conduct, listen to this very, very, very carefully. Because of its legal authority, it's made it up itself, the Coast Guard can conduct military operations under the Department of Defense or directly for the president in accordance with Title 14 USC 1-3. He doesn't need the CIA anymore, especially for domestic. He's got CIA for, foreign. He now has, in violation of numerous Supreme Court case precedents, Constitution, First 10 Amendments, the Bill of Rights, on and on, you know, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, separation of powers doctrine, the fact that we were supposed to have not this, quote-unquote BS about a unitary executive, but that we are supposed to have a Article 1 legislature, an Article 2 executive or administrative branch, you can look at them at police, and an Article 3 independent judiciary. And now the president, and although, Taft and a bunch of other presidents have tried to do this against the, the Pullman on the railroad strikes, the miners, what Reagan did, even with the air traffic controllers, is to use the military to put down civil unrest, civil complaints, civil grievances, the ability of the people to gather or assemble, a First Amendment right, is being abridged with the president's abuse and use of the military or portions of the military to attack either individual or groups of individuals. Like everything's a Shay's Rebellion now somehow, to where if you stand up for your rights and anyone else, either on your own or alongside anyone else, that they can now call out the military under the president's executive order or constitutional provisions, which is, BS. There are no provisions for him to become a dictator or an emperor or a king. And that is exactly what, Adams and many others since, all those who are members of the quote-unquote Federalist, the World Federalist Party, or those who adhere to the Federal Reserve System, which is a private system, a feudal system, to where private ownership of industry and corporations and commerce, trade, and transportation and defense and national security and civil defense are all owned and controlled by a very small, select, ancient group of families that have been playing these games in, every civilization since the dawn of time, or since the dawn of man as a civilized, or a more civilized beast or being. 800-313-9443. And I just, I can't get my mind around what's going on in our country. I mean, I can and I do and I know what's going on, but it boggles my mind that there aren't more people upset, involved, informed, taking action to get off of their, derriere, to do something, let alone, be heard. That's one of the reasons this program is here. It's one of the reasons why I spend my time. I don't, maybe you don't realize I don't get paid for this. I've tried to get help in selling commercials and turning this into at least breaking even proposition. But I'm doing this all on my own time, no pay, no salary, as a quote unquote public service. And you don't even have the ability to pick up the phone and call 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I want to put out a little call here to you, the glorious listeners, and I'm not sure if you've seen it, but if you go to your Internet Explorer or Google or Mozilla, whatever you use for a search engine, and type in Patriot Radio Review Network, and then pull it up. I think the first one that you'll get is Christy, and I can't Sikowski. I'm taking a stab at her name. She has a program, but it's the first one that'll come up, and it's about her program, and she's very popular. She's had me on her program. It's Strider HP, piston powered. Oh no, that's an ad. It's Truth Brigade is the radio program. You go to www.truthbrigade.com, and in there it gives, and I'll just give you a description of her program. But please go to patriotradioreview.com. Content: New World Order, conspiracy, news, interviews, call-ins, current events, and politics. Personality: energetic, fun, commanding, curious. Voice: wonderful, raspy, sexy voice. professionalism, what you would expect from a top professional talk show, style, high energy and interest driven, popularity, solid quote unquote cult like fan base that follows her from network to network, but not mainstream yet. Consistency, relentless attack upon corruption and conspiracy. Originality, established the radio on-air patriot niche. Value, relays great information with a strong delivery. Effectiveness, perfect for extreme conspiracy and paranormal listeners. What could be better? Less conspiracy extremism. What makes this show worth listening to? Very entertaining and terrific guests. She gets a 4.5 average score overall, perfect. And that's on a scale of 0 to 5 mics. With Alex Jones getting a 5.3, he gets better than perfect. And I'm somewhere down in, I'm actually not doing bad, but I could be doing a lot better as far as the ratings. And this is coming from your input. So I'm asking you to contact patriotradioreview.com. And go on there, and I'll read you mine real quick. It's 3.5 is the average score. Eric Schein, show name in the zone. Listen here, www.republicbroadcasting.org. On content, I get a 4 out of 5 mics. Global markets and their inner workings. I've had Bob Chapman and other people on here. But I get into the more, you know, not so specific and not so focused, but more, you know, over the course of time in history, what we're dealing with right now, which is, you know, it's royalism, feudalism. And their inner workings, the modern feudalist state, of course, corporate politics, of course, history, current events, international politics, intrigue. On personality, sharp, no-nonsense, seasoned, you get a 4 out of 5 mics. Voice, and I'm sorry for this, I need surgery to fix my voice. I've got a growth on my throat, and you've heard my voice before in the last, probably since November, it's gone downhill from stress and all kinds of other stuff going on. It's hard when you get attacked by a branch of military that you're not in. Personality, sharp, no nonsense, season, that was a 4 out of 5. The voice, very deep, a bit scratchy, rough, gritty, that's a 3 out of 5 mics. So that, you know, hopefully when I am able to somehow afford the surgery to prepare my vocal cords and my throat, maybe I can raise my average a little bit there. Professionalism, a 4 out of 5 mics. Familiar with and adept with military procedure and protocol within the context of the show's subject matter. This translates to a high degree of professionalism. Style, 4 out of 5 mics. Very open and flexible, well-documented with an old pro style and class. Popularity, 3 out of 5 mics, okay. I'm not as popular as some, but hey, you can help with that. Enjoys moderate popularity, fairly well known. Consistency, and I get a 3 out of 5 mics on that. Eric Schein travels well along the timeline of history in the course of his investigations. And on originality, I get only a 2 out of 5. Mr. Schein has a very unique background. In the Zone has much in common with many Patriot Radio programs. I don't know why I only get a 2 out of 5 mics on that. Value, In the Zone distinguishes itself and proves its worth with Eric Schein's extensive insider background. Schein offers a perspective not easily accessed elsewhere, which seems to kind of contravene the originality part, but get a 4 out of 5 mics on that. And effectiveness, Eric Schein's deep, gritty voice coupled with his experience are ingredients for very effective radio. 3 out of 5 mics. What could be better? Eric is too tolerant with rude callers, and anybody who listened a couple of weeks ago, you know, that may be being repaired as we speak now. He needs to cut these knuckleheads off as soon as they try to assume control of the show with their obnoxious behavior. And what makes this show worth listening to? Eric Schein's unique resume gives the listener a rare opportunity to peer into the inner workings of maritime law and the mechanics of it, a 3.5 average score. Get a hold of them and bring up my score, people. It's upon you. We'll be right back. 800-313-9444.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. Now, and I ask that you go to the Patriot Radio Review .com website and send an email to them about the show. If everyone who is listening to the show tonight emailed them, we might raise our ratings a little bit. I guess this is kind of like, I can't remember the name of the TV. Nielsen is one of them. Their ratings for, and they've got them for radio and TV. I guess this is the new forum, you know, on the internet and live streaming. All this stuff is going to be broadcast real soon with new tech. I mean, the technology is already there. You can use your iPod or a telephone or a iMac phone. And, you know, it just gets into getting on a plan where you get, you know, unlimited minutes and basically hooking up some speakers or something and being able to listen to the internet wherever you're at as if it were a radio. But go to patriotradioreview@yahoo.com. Email them at this email, patriotradioreview@yahoo.com. PATRIOT radio, RADIO, review, REVIEW@yahoo.com. And let them know what you think about the program. Hopefully, you know, all the good stuff. And, you know, go to the website first, read what they have to say. And if you can be specific, they've got Joyce Riley on here. I think so far they've got, and I'm actually not that, you know, I've got a 3.5 out of 5 mics. I'm actually, there's only maybe a handful or two of individuals who have a higher rating than I do. Of course, people like, you know, Alex Jones. I think Renz is up there pretty high, too. Let me see what his is, a 4.5 now. So if you go to the site, like Big John Lipscomb is also very popular. He has a 5.0. He's up there not too far off of Alex Jones. There's a lot of people I don't know or I'm not familiar with. Steve Quayle, he's got a 4. And then Alan Watt, of course, which many of you may know and or heard of, he has a 3.8. Bo Gritz, he has a 3.9 out of 5 mics. Frank Staffen has a 4.2. I think these are actually in order here. Let me see. Dr. Stan, maybe not. Dr. Stan Monteith has a 3.3. So I'm actually a 0.2 above Dr. Stan. And he's been on the airwaves now for quite some time. And I've actually, and I just pulled up Jack McLam. He has a 3.2. And there's a bunch of other. It's, you know, interesting just to see where people find themselves. They've got Richard Dixon, Jason Burmis is on here, Mark and Ian, Nick, Nicole Wheats, Dave Champion, Michael Rivero, Melissa Roxanne. Some of these names are Richard, Michael Chosadovsky, Darla Devald, Mike Chambers, Bill Carnes, Chris Hinckley, of course, who we had on the program a few weeks ago and had to boot off, along with Anthony Hilder, Michael Piper. I wonder what Michael Piper has. Michael Piper is a 3.6. And we've got James Lloyd, Dave Hodges, Dr. Sam Kennedy, Ralph Winterode, Terry Anderson, Dave from Las Vegas, John Clark, Matt Smith, Raleigh James, Max Eigen, looks like Lou Blanchard, and Joyce Riley. Here's what she has. Joyce has a 3.9. And Christy, of course. Christy is actually rated pretty high. She's got a 4.5. But go to the site, and it kind of lays out. I'm not sure I've actually sent an email to the Patriot Radio Review myself, trying to get them to come on the program and talk about, you know, what got them started in doing this and where they're coming from. I guess there's a board or a committee who actually votes on the scoring, and they take into consideration you, the listeners, and then rate the individuals. So if you're not busy with something else, spend a few minutes on that and help bump up my ratings. 800-313-9443, 800-800-313-9443. And I'm, you know, again, asking people to go to the Wikipedia page for the Coast Guard and look at it and read through it and see if you, if it's not clear to you, you know, forget about Obama and the birther issue and what's going on now with the speech to the children. I don't, you know, personally myself agree with the president making these addresses. If he's going to address the children, it should be through their parents, just like any other adult. If your kid has a problem, you go to the parents, you know, unless you're like a teacher or someone else with a position of authority over that child for a limited amount of time, sure, you confront the behavior in the moment and stop it, and then hopefully, and you know, if you're going to reprimand a child, the parents should be fully aware of, you know, the reprimand, what they're being reprimanded for, and, you know, what in fact they did and what the punishment was. The parents should not be left out of any decisions other than, you know, giving homework assignments and more that any teacher or any person in authority, like priest, nun, whatever. I went to private parochial schools, you know, Catholic grade school and high school. And we used to get, you know, smacked with rulers and yardsticks. And, you know, parents didn't have a whole lot of knowledge of this going on, and or, you know, and they had PTA meetings and everything else. And the parents were pretty active. But, you know, the teachers got away with a lot and did a lot. I mean, we had in high school, Father Jim LaRiviere, he would actually pick up kids who were misbehaving in class by their ears with their desk and throw them outside the classroom. And we had, of course, Sister Mercedes in fifth grade who would go around with a yardstick and smack girls' legs with it who had their legs out in the aisle, and then would also call up children to the front of the classroom who were misbehaving, break out the ruler and smack their hand with the ruler. And, you know, it's old school, man. You know, I graduated from high school in 1980, graduated from grade school in 1976, went to, quote unquote, St. Columba. And then I went to University of San Diego High School. And, you know, we had the fear of God put in us by the priests and the nuns. And, you know, we did plenty of stuff ourselves, but, and that's one reason why they say Catholic kids get into so much trouble, because they are repressed to a large degree. But we did learn our reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I got a good fundamental education out of it, let alone the one $300,000 education paid for by you, the taxpayer, at Kings Point, a military federal service academy where I got my naval commission from, and my degree in marine engineering and my professional engineering license as a engineering watch officer, a United States merchant marine license, not a quote-unquote Coast Guard license. Coast Guard is a bunch of clerics, librarians, who proctor the test, and that's it. They had nothing to do with the our academy. They've only gotten a liaison at the academy recently in the last several years. Our academy is run by the Navy, and the people who do the PT or physical training and physical fitness is the Marine Corps. And what's happened, though, is under Bush, you know, he's tried to destroy and attack a lot of things that go to civil defense and national security systems of our defense infrastructure, like the Merchant Marine. 97% of our cargo is now going on foreign flag ships coming into and leaving the United States. That's not a good position, because that's, you know, a ship is like an embassy. Whether it's a naval combatant, which would be a fort more than an embassy, or a commercial vessel flying a certain flag, when a commercial vessel goes overseas carrying the American flag, it is a floating U.S. embassy, whether it's public, you know, a government-owned vessel, or private commercial, and there are public commercial vessels as well under various and certain and special programs. But the vessel and all of the officers on board represent the United States. They work on things called shipping articles, which are akin to letters of marque that the ancient royal families, the royals, used to issue to their subjects for, acting on their behalf as their agents for the royal families. Instead, our founding fathers turned those letters of marks into articles of agreement between the American people and those individuals who were acting as federal maritime officers on board American flag ships going overseas, knowing full well that what they did or did not do could, to a point, instigate a war. And so they were very careful and very meticulous in the infrastructure and system that they set up that has been under attack, you know, since the inception of our Revolutionary War and Declaration of Independence, by the European and especially British, UK, and of course their German counterparts, because the Windsors of the UK, United Kingdom and Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada and more are German. And so we start to see that these quote unquote wars, when you take on Germany, whether it be in World War One or World War Two, you're inviting them into your home. And, you know, there's a lot of Germans that may take offense to this, German Americans. This is not about normal, average, hardworking men and women who have a German background. It's against German royalty. And I don't think that many people, and, you know, there's a lot that don't care whether we live in a kingdom or a republic, a system of self-governance. There's a lot that do. Obviously, you're all asleep tonight, or you'd be calling in at 800-313-9443. But, you know, a system of self-governance does not work unless you are involved. And that means any and all of us have to be actively involved in a republic, or it can and is and has every time throughout the course of history been taken over. Fascism, corporatism is a step to the restoration of feudalism, or in turning a country back into a kingdom. And that's exactly what's going on here in the United States. If you read, you know, I've asked the reader, and or I'm sorry, the listener, as a reader also, hopefully, to pick up books like The Shield of Achilles by Philip Bobbitt. I would like to hear from one person out there at 800-313-9443 that has actually picked up, found this book, and read it from cover to cover, or at least started to read it, and understands exactly how important the information is that is contained within the text of this book. I'm not trying to sell the book. I don't even particularly like the author, because he's a royalist, he's a loyalist, he's a Tory, he's a redback. He is one of those agents or subjects of the Queen and royal families from Europe. He lives in Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and of course, London, England. And he is much like, you know, even Bill Clinton was nominated to be Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports, one of the highest titles bestowed by, or it is the highest title bestowed by the Queen and royal families. It is beyond being knighted. Being knighted does not make you a part of nobility. It is a war prize. It is given for service to the Queen and or King and royal families. And you watch in the next, you know, what, this is about 6 years, 7 years, somewhere in between now and 7 years from now, we will have a King of England, a King of the United Kingdom, one way or another. And the mantle will be passed from the Queen onto a King. And one of the things that she is trying to do as a royal gift to the new king is to restore the system of worldwide kingdoms, or the United Kingdom, and to take the United States back under that veil of authority that still exists not only in Canada, which is a constitutional monarchy, but also in Mexico, that is, I don't even know what, it's not even a constitutional monarchy. It's more of a penal state. There's five families that basically own and control Mexico. You know, Calderon is an extension of one of those families. The Calderon name is not the family. But we have the same thing here in the United States. Like Myers is another one of those families. Johnson is another. Anderson is another. Jones is another. Jones, they've been making fire hydrants and castings and foundries and ships ways and more for a very long time. It's a large corporate family. And there you have Alex Jones. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Back 800-313-9443. I guess there's an epidemic, and you know, the healthcare providers, the insurance companies, must love this because there's a lot of broken fingers out there right now for people who can't pick up the phone and dial. Use your nose. Take your nose and go 800-313-9443. Try your toe. You can't dial with your finger because it's broken or something. Maybe you can use a pencil. Put it in your mouth. Yeah, I don't want to say that because, you know, if If you broke your finger and you can't dial, it's probably a good indication that you might hurt yourself if you put a pencil in your mouth to try to dial with that. Your elbow, ask somebody to dial for you, 800-313-9443. Let me say that again slower, 800-313-9443. Bill in Ohio, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Eric. Oh, it's going pretty well, thanks. I was just going to make a quick comment and a question for you. I was just curious when, you know, when you're going to touch on maybe the destruction that, that we're facing at the hands of the Freemasons and the Jews, the Judeo-Masonic network. And then secondly, what do you think in terms of, the genocide that went on in Russia, the 66 million Christians that were genocided by the Bolshevik Jews, and when do you think that's going to happen here in the United States?
Well, to be clear, in my own prosecution, they did bring up, because I put on the bottom of a letter, a note, said, look what they did to Christ and what were his crimes, referring to what was going on in my own situation. And they made it an issue of the fact that I brought up Christ, which, you know, whether he's real or not, biblical character from a proverb or allegory or the Son of God, whatever your beliefs are, anywhere in between, at some point he is a part of history. He is a historical character, and most people know and understand that he was nailed to a cross for doing what? You know, it was political. And it is a, much like the, what they do to whistleblowers and more. Most people, and rubbing out, you know, what they did in the Italian Empire, rubbing people out, which is a term, and you know, the mafia took it on. What they used to do was they would rub out on murals a public servant who was taken out, beheaded, killed, assassinated, whatever, destroyed publicly. And then his face, and not his body, but only his face, rubbed out of the mural so people could see that this guy was taken out of the picture, literally. And I mean, a lot of these terms are, you know, come from history, but there's already an attack right now upon not just Christianity, but, religion in general. And, you know, you can see, I don't know where you want to look or not look. Chaos is what they want. Chaos is what they're aiming for. I don't like to focus on one race, one ethnicity, one nationality, because you got people from across the spectrum that are involved in what's going on. Bill, hold on, if you might. We'll come back after the break. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, 800-313-9443. Dial that number with your nose. Pick up the phone. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.